Anin, welcome to Living the Ojibwe Way of Life with Wawa Tebe Nation Indigenous Kaz Mokwa Nindu Dem Gamiskwa Wakag Nindunjaba. My name is Wawa Tabanes. I am Bear Clan, and I am from the Leech Lake Reservation, sharing with you the rich history, teachings, traditions, and stories of the Ojibwe people, and living the Ojibwe way of life. Today I want to talk about when a baby's born, and the ceremony where we introduce the baby to the earth, where we touch the baby's feet on the earth. And after a baby's done crawling and the baby starts walking, we put them in their first pair of moccasins. And the importance of just wearing moccasins. So these are teachings that I've learned just from being around elders and being in different communities and learning the importance of, you know, of our teachings and why we do the things we do. You know, these are things that have been passed on generation to generation. And when a baby is born, you know, we go through the, you know, the naming ceremony, which they say is 4 days after a baby's born. And at that same time, you know, before, you know, the belly button falls off and they make the pouch, around the same time, they say that you're supposed to take the baby and do a ceremony and have the baby's feet touch the earth. And the importance of that, my understanding about it is that when you're introducing the baby to the earth, allowing the earth, or, you know, Mother Earth, like, to, you know, it's like acknowledging that life, you know, this new life that's here on this earth, introducing new life to the earth and giving thanks for, you know, being born. And that, you know, it's like a celebration and a acknowledging each other, acknowledging the money doog and all creation. And after some time, when the baby first starts walking, is when you're supposed to make their first pair of moccasins. And they say that when you make the moccasins, that you're supposed to cut a small hole in the moccasins for the baby. And I've heard various different teachings, so, you know, like, it depends on where you, you know, where you get your teachings from, and what community you're from. Because, like I said, the teachings are always different in variations of it. I mean, it's the same thing, but there's different variations, just like the language. And some people don't put the hole in the moccasins. But the significance in that is that they say that it teaches the child to respect the earth and to respect all of life, basically, to respect all of creation, and to go beyond that, it allows this power, the energy that comes from the earth, the money doog, it allows that energy to flow through our bodies when we wear moccasins. And I know this from experience. Like, if you've ever wore moccasins, you know,
a lot or just wear moccasins throughout the day, you tend to feel really good. It gives you a good feeling and your energy feels great. And it's because, you know, we're grounded with the earth. And I've seen studies and research that they call grounding, and they talk about walking barefoot on the earth. And I think about that, you know, I think about how a lot of this research that they're doing nowadays, you know, it just proves a lot of the things that our people were already aware of and they understood. And you know, when we wear moccasins, it allows our bodies to be more healthier. You know, when they created shoes or tennis shoes, you know, basketball shoes, whatever, they put rubber soles on them, and those rubber soles on our shoes basically are like they block that energy from flowing through our bodies. So in a sense, we're like disconnected from the earth, or disconnected from that energy because of the rubber that we have on our shoes. And over time, what seems to happen is our bodies become inflamed and we have issues like fibromyalgia and those kind of things. And they say that some of that has to do with being not grounded to the earth. And these are teachings that, you know, that have been passed on to us, you know, about wearing moccasins and the importance of that. Not only that, but about the energy that, you know, exists and that flows from the earth and flows from above. And not only that, but there's a short story I want to share about a story my grandparents told me. And they were talking about these storms that were coming through their community, and that they were really bad, and an elder in the community had a dream that the reason why they were coming through there and like why the storms were so bad was that the thunders didn't know there were Indian people there, because they didn't see any moccasin prints. So what they did is they decided to build a powwow ground and have powwows, so that when those storms come, that they would see moccasin prints and they would know that there were Indian people there. So that's what they did. And when a person's on their journey, when they leave the earth, when they leave this earth, they say that they're supposed to wear moccasins. And they talk about that trail or that path that's, you know, full of moccasin prints. So there's a lot of significance in that. And it's very important that we, you know, carry on these teachings and these traditions that we have. Miigwech.
Miigwech Bizendawiyeg. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Living the Ojibwe Way of Life. Gigawaba Miminawa. See you again.